It's episode 91, and we're sharing plugins that let you call it, edit it, shrink it, and reserve it. It's the show that saves you hours of review time, allowing you to create instead of complicate. It's WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is...
Marcus Couch. Nice to be here with everyone today.
And we're doing a nice early morning episode, and of course my voice is a little raspy today for some reason. Maybe it's because I stayed up too late watching Netflix.
Same here.
So, anyway, what have we got? We've got a couple of great things for you today, and just some tidbits and tips here and there, and letting folks know how great we enjoy our audience. So, first off, a couple of housekeeping. Don't forget you can find the podcast on the website at wppluginsa2z.com. You can also find us on Stitcher Radio and at iTunes, and just go to the show notes and you can click the buttons to go quickly download the apps if you're not already listening to us through them. What else have we got? Well, a little bit of business self-promotion, and for myself this week, I've got just the usual. Let folks know I do WordPress emergency support, so if you've suddenly stumbled upon that white screen of death after doing those updates, can't figure it out, you can pop on over to my website on your computer there and get a couple of tips that might get you back online quickly, and if not, well, pick up the phone and give me a call. My phone number is right there for you. That's all I've got.
Nice. And I just want to reiterate that video show that I'm working on is actually getting much closer. I had a lot of great editing and composition time over the weekend just for some of the particular elements that go along with the show. So if you want to get a sneak preview, check out facebook.com/dailyplugin. And there are, boy, about 600 people in there so far that are kind of digging the nuggets that I've been posting. So if you want a sneak peek, head on over there, facebook.com/dailyplugin.
Excellent. Well, by the time this goes up, it'll be a little too late, I think, to nominate for the Stitcher Awards, but hopefully folks went out there and nominated us, and we appreciate anyone who did. So thank you very much. Oh, actually, it's open to the 19th, so this just might get in under the wire. So if this is up before the 19th of October, please pop over to Stitcher and nominate us quite quickly.
Yes, but, you know, if we don't win, John, it's okay. We've still got the most rockin' WordPress plugin show on the planet.
I'm not worried about winning. I'd just be excited to be nominated.
Sure.
By someone besides me and you.
True, I've been a little lazy with the Stitcher voting myself. But we do appreciate anybody who does take the effort on our behalf.
Yes, much appreciated. Well, this last week also I decided to go sneaking through iTunes and see what's up in the iTunes stores across the globe. And so I just popped into the four major stores across Canada, US, Australia, the UK to see how we were doing and see what was happening in the WordPress podcasts that are still wandering in there. So first off, Canada, well, nothing really. We've got no reviews there, but we're listed as number 2 under WordPress plugins, which is pretty nice. It's nice to see us finally bounce up above some of the others, although we're number 6 for just WordPress. The United States is where we're doing our best at, and we're number 1 for WordPress plugins. Thank you, everyone. We're number 4 for searching for WordPress, which is pretty exciting. That means we're right there at the top queue when you do a search.
Nice.
Our average rating in the U.S. store is 4.5 stars, and I wanted to just give a quick shout out for the last couple of months of reviews from folks from like Lyria, Leanne, Mini Mala, and the Digital Celt. We appreciate the reviews. They're much appreciated that you took the time to give us such great reviews and great star ratings.
Yes, thank you very much.
And Australia, well, number 12 for WordPress, but number 1 for WordPress plugins, with 3 reviews from Australia, though they were pretty old, so just sort of let them down. And the UK, number 2 for WordPress plugins, and 1 review from
Halcyon Marie.
Yeah. Halcyon Marie, there we go. I'm great at mangling things, but... So anyway, I wanted to thank all our listeners out there that have been popping into their local iTunes stores and checking us out and giving us reviews and helping to knock out those zombie plugins that are wandering around in, or zombie podcasts that are wandering around in iTunes. So one day iTunes might actually clean up that stuff.
Yeah, and I just want to say that it's okay to post about our show anywhere you see WordPress. So if you happen to be on any forums or anything like that that's related to design or development or things like that, and you happen to see a question that somebody asks as far as, hey, I need a plugin for X, Y, and Z, all you got to do is say, hey, look, if you're looking for new great plugins, check out WordPress Plugins A to Z. They've got everything you need every week on a consistent basis. So feel free to share the show anywhere you want, whether it be Facebook, LinkedIn, forums, anywhere. We welcome the publicity and the promotion any way we can get it.
Yeah, we do. So thanks again, and that's all I've got in that area there. Anything else from you there, Marcus?
No, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on in WordPress. I've really been scouring the repository and using that favorites plugin that everybody's been raving to me about as far as how much they like it. And there's just a lot going on WordPress-wise. I've been having a lot of fun migrating some of my old sites lately, especially over the weekend. Let's call this sort of a rant, I guess. I had a little complication with GoDaddy because I had some domains. I've been a WordPress user, you know, since version 1 came out, actually version 0.8, I think. And I had some old sites that were stuck on SQL 4.1.
Oh.
And in fact, I had 17 sites that fit such profiles. So there was really no easy way to do it. And I was sort of resolved to the fact that I would have to switch hosts or do something. So I called GoDaddy, and, you know, they're always pretty helpful, even at 3 in the morning. That's why I use them, you know, because there's infinite customer support there. Mm-hmm. The problem is there was no easy fix for something like that to migrate. And just for some technical background for people, if you're stuck at, like, MySQL 4.1 as far as your database goes, you can only upgrade WordPress so far, and then it stops. And for me, some of these were pretty prominent sites that I've had up for, you know, 6 years that have weekly content on them and great page ranks and things like that. So I wanted to make sure that I could transition it without having to migrate 350 MP3 files off the site, which I would then have to re-upload and probably relink. So there was a pretty easy fix to it. I just had to create a brand new database and then copy the old into the new. That took about maybe 20 minutes per site, but it was relatively easy fix. I would like to say, though, GoDaddy probably need to make that a little bit easier for the non-technical people out there as far as your WordPress installs. But overall, I found it a pretty pleasant experience as far as dealing with, you know, customer support, and they were pretty helpful in explaining how to get it done. So just word to the wise, if you're going to be migrating from very old site to new site, you may want to either consider hiring someone like John or myself to take care of that migration for you in a snap, or switch to a new host. So there's my rant. It's one of the rare rants by me.
Well, That's a good tips and useful information along the way, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that takes us on into the fun stuff of the show. And let's head into it. And this week I've got just a couple, three plugins, and the first one I've got off the bat, I want to thanks to Yoram Zara for this suggestion, was emailed in to me. And it's a nice little plugin, and it's of our favorite types of plugins, which is Ultimate Lazy. And this plugin is called Call Now Button. It's very simple, and it's relatively brand new at the same time. When I downloaded it, it would only been downloaded 193 times. So I went and checked it out, and it's just simple. You download it, install it, activate it, and then you go enter a phone number. And what it does is on mobile phone devices or mobile phones, it puts a button in the lower right-hand corner, and you can go change to colorize and other such for the button. But if they click the button on that, they instantly can dial you and call you up with one button, one click. Very simple plugin, very nice. I like the way it worked. I like the way it was easily tweaked through the CSS for customization. And there's not much else to say about it. It just works, so I gave it a nice 4 Dragon rating.
Now, does this only work in mobile version?
I've only loaded it up on one site, which is mine, but my site is using... what am I using for my... I forgot what I'm using for my mobile. Like
Your mobile plugin, rather?
Yeah. What's my WP Touch is what I'm WP Touch is what I'm using for my mobile plugin.
That seems pretty effective.
And it layered right over the top of it. I haven't dropped it into anything else to see how it drops on, but it only activates when a mobile device hits your website.
Huh.
Is what it's specifically designed so when someone hits your website with a mobile phone to pop up a call now button. Huh. And of course, the majority of the traffic for people on mobile phones is usually someone wanting contact information or to call you.
Yeah.
Because I know that I don't do much surfing on my phone, mainly because that window is small. I don't care how big a phone you got.
Yeah. Huh. That's a pretty effective solution, and I've already thought of one client that could use that right now.
Yeah, and there's lots of people, I'm sure, that one of their main purposes for their website is to get people to call them. This is a nice way to make it very prominent.
Awesome. Well, that's a good one. I'm going to definitely check that out. Now, John, I've just recently been working on a directory where I wanted to have something maybe a little more stylish than your typical directory goes. So I found this plugin called Web Shrinker. It's also known as Website Link Preview Thumbnails. Now, Web Shrinker is actually a site. You can go to webshrinker.com. And this plugin operates off of the free version of Web Shrinker. But it does have a paid service with a certain level of queries. Now, what this particular plugin will do is you hover over a link, and it gives you kind of a screenshot of what's on the other side. So if I'm linking to WordPressPluginsAtoZ.com, or WPPluginsAtoZ.com, rather, it will give me kind of a preview of what the homepage looks like as you hover over the link. Now, why would you do this? Well, it's probably beneficial to entice somebody to click a particular link if there's, you know, a little sneak preview, a little peephole that you get to look through in displaying what's on the other end. I thought it was a really great plugin. I've got it on one of my staging sites, and it's one that I'm going to probably review in video just to explain the ins and outs of it as well. It is off of, you know, that paid service, and anytime it's a paid service, I have to kind of pull back the rating a little bit. So I would have given this a 4 out of 5 if it were just a straight-up free service, but I gave it a 3 out of 5 just from the paid aspect of it. It basically, the way that the pay structure works is you're allowed X amount of queries off of your site, and then so many after that is going to cost you. I think the highest paid is like $20 a month or something like that. So I'll be checking into the paid version as well just to see what it does. But I'm on the hunt for other plugins with similar functionality as well.
So does it automatically create the image link for any any link you place in the site? Or
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Everything. It's a lot like that web screenshots thing that we did last week, but this is just generated off of the link with a hover in your CSS.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that one gets 3 out of 5.
Nice. Okay, well, the next one is something I've been using myself for about a month now, and I'm not one that usually goes for extending my editor buttons inside my WordPress editor section, but I had to check this one out because I got tired of trying to remember what the code was every time I wanted to place an anchor inside my post, or I wanted to add an HR bar, or just the little simple things. Like every time I needed to do it, I could never remember the code. So I thought I'd check out Ultimate Tiny MCA. I'd run across it a couple of times working on clients' websites, and they seemed to like it, and they it showed a lot of different buttons, and I did remember seeing the anchor button and the HR button, so I thought I'd check it out and throw it into my site. And it's been relatively stable and working rather nicely. It didn't seem to slow my site down or anything in any dramatic way. And along the way, I also discovered several of the other options on it, including the ability for super and subscripts, the ability to add layers, and a more functional link inserter and editor than the standard built-in WordPress one. And by that, what it allows you to do is you can not only choose just your standard internal links, but it'll find any anchor tags you've placed. It allows you to add additional external stuff. It's a very nice plugin in the whole. And I did like the fact that you can tweak and adjust it, add as many buttons as you want, or remove the one and remove the ones you don't want. I went from the standard 2 rows of buttons in WordPress editor to 3 rows of buttons. So adding in the additional ones I wanted to tweak and play with. The one thing it is missing that Marcus had mentioned earlier when I was talking about it was it still doesn't have an instant way of adding tables to it. But one day that'll actually appear somewhere, I'm sure. And who knows, they offer up a paid version of this that has even more functions to it that may be in there. I don't know. I don't need it so bad in the paid version myself. But all in all, it seems like it's a pretty stable plugin. It's been downloaded, you know, almost a million times. And I like it, so I gave it a good 4 Dragon rating. So if you need a little more functionality, a few more buttons in your editor window, give this one a try.
Hmm. Excellent. Yeah, it's funny about the tables thing, and I always bring that up just because it's like it's always the one button that seems to be missing as far as, okay, I want to create a, you know, 6x4 table in here. You know, put the markup in there, and then I'll fill in the rest. There's a ton of plugins out there that do that, but it's always nice to have that natively within, you know, your actual edit set itself, but not required fully, that's for sure. So I brought something to the table today that I've been kind of, you know, everybody's, if you notice the trend in the last couple weeks of what I've been looking for, it's got a lot to do with some of the client work that I'm dealing with, and some of it's got a little bit to do with, you know, the things that I'm doing, one of which is reserving time. Now, we had talked a couple weeks ago or last week about one that actually lets someone pick out a specific booking time, and then you know, they can integrate with you and back and forth as far as a schedule. Well, I found something called CP Reservation Calendar. Now, what this does is it's a plugin that allows your visitors to select dates, check-in dates, check-out dates, etc. for reservations. It also can be used for hotel bookings, tour bookings, car rentals, you know, anything, cell phone rentals, whatever you want. I've also noticed, though, that it's not just for rentals. You can actually use it for, like, consulting time and different blocks and things like that. It's not always a check-in and check-out type of a thing. You can actually do 2 modes. You can do complete full day or partial day as well. Complete day is the first and last days booked or charged. partial days means, you know, you're only charged like half days or whatever. I thought this was a really cool way to not only integrate someone selecting what particular time they'd like to schedule with you, which you get to set up ahead of time what your free time is, but it also accepts payments. So this is one of these things where, you know, if you want to book time for consulting or things like that, you can go ahead and say, yeah, it's $100 and, you know, don't waste my time. Go ahead and book it, pay it. And once you've paid it, then we'll schedule it. So that's exactly what this thing does. It will actually take payments based on whatever they happen to book. So it's kind of like one of those things that if you wanted to be your own Travelocity or Orbitz or Expedia or anything like that, this will let you do that with your WordPress installation. So I thought it was a fantastic plugin. It is really, really new. It's about 5 days old, less than 150 downloads. I'm sure there are some bugs within it. I've just not discovered them yet. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Nice. That explains why I've never seen it before.
Yeah.
I've gone looking for a decent reservation plugin several times to help one of my clients, and I've been looking for something like this, so I'm going to have to go check this one out and revisit their reservation system again.
Yeah, and I want to let all of you designers and developers out there that listen to the show know that this is one of those things that you can put sort of as a, you know, an arrow in your quill or whatever that will let you kind of target who you want to go for. Mm-hmm. So if you can actually find people that take reservations or want to take reservations, or perhaps there's a restaurant in town that you've been dying to do their website for them, this is one of those things that you can use to kind of seal the deal and say, look, I can hook it up so you can take payments with your reservations and you get paid ahead of time. That's pretty cool, even if it's just a deposit or something like that. This gives you some functionality that you might not have thought about before. So when we talk about things that you can actually make money on, this is one of them.
No doubt. Could be very useful in that aspect. All right, so the last one I've got here today was a way for me to solve an issue I was having with a client initially. They've got a website, we've got some membership sections on it and non-membership sections, and, you know, content for logging in. They offer classifieds ads on the website where people actually have to create an account to place the ad. And the problem is, well, when you deal with lots and lots of people of different sorts, you realize that not everyone completely understands what login means. And we wanted to make it as easy as possible, and it seems the world has quite nicely adapted to Facebook and Twitter and other things, and they understand the quick-click, one-link login. And if you put up a place where someone can log in through Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or any of the others out there, they will use it. And this plugin here actually solves that problem by allowing a quick single-click login onto your website. And it's called Social Login, Social Sharing, Social Commenting with User Profile Data. And what this meant by that is it allows them to log in via Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and more. There's about a dozen different options you can choose and add to for folks to log in. It adds social sharing buttons, allows visitors to share comments via their social logins instead of having to create one locally on your website. But the brilliant part about it is when they add it to your website, that what they do is they... brain freeze.
What? Are they plus one-ing it? Are they tweeting it? What are they doing?
Well, what happens once they log in is they get to, it creates a local profile for them on their website. And what that does is you actually gather information on your website about them. So you can add them to your local newsletter list and other things. So you don't actually lose that information. Like some of these one-click logins, when they log in, you don't get anything from that. They only get to log into your website. This actually creates an account on your website for them. And every time they log in using that profile, it updates that profile on your website for them. And they've approved that when they click the login, a window pops up and it tells them what they're going to allow to transfer back and forth. So.
Interesting.
So anyway, that one there is quite, it's a very nice plugin. I like it. I've used it on a couple of websites to solve the problem of logging in, and you might want to check it out. So I gave it a nice 4 Dragon rating.
Looks good. Right. I have a couple sites I'd like to check that out on.
Now.
All right, John, and I've got a great plugin that, you know, we always talk about kind of URL shorteners and things like that. We've discussed PrettyLink and a couple of other ones out there, Bitly's and stuff. There's an open source platform out there called URLs. Let me spell that. Y-O-U-R-L-S. URLs. I don't know how it's URLs. Called. But yeah. But it's a free thing. It's you install it on your server, and it actually is a custom link shortener for yourself. I've never seen it integrate with WordPress per se, but I just came across the plugin that was released yesterday. That is the URLs Link Creator. And so what it does is it creates a custom short URL when saving your posts. It does require, obviously, the URLs to be installed on your particular server. But it does do optional custom keywords for link creation. It will retrieve existing URLs and create new kind of short codey type of things. In your post menu, you get to see the click count. It does work for standard and custom post types, and it has a built-in cron job that actually updates that click count every hour. So if you're looking for a really cool kind of free solution where you can really keep everything all within your site as far as your shortened URLs, this is a pretty good plugin for it. It's not like PrettyLink in the sense that it can do A/B testing or give you, you know, gigantically cool reports or groups or things like that, but for what it is, it works quite well. So just due to some of the limited functionality that I know exists on the other plugins, I gave this one a 3 out of 5.
Still sounds like an interesting plugin.
It is.
Okay, well, that's all I've got for today. Anything else coming from you there?
Nope. Always on the hunt for the latest and greatest, but this is all I got for today.
Yeah, and feel free to email us any tips or plugins you folks would like to see us cover. It's always nice to get ideas on what to put up or test out for folks.
Sure.
And
make sure you go to the site and give us a voice message as far as SpeakPipe goes. It's been rather lean in the last couple weeks, and we'd love to hear from more out there in the WordPress community and listeners of the podcast here. It's pretty easy to do. Just go to WPPluginsA2Z.com, and it's right in your face. You can't miss it. You just click on it, leave your message, replay it back to yourself so you don't sound like a dork on the show. And we'll get it up there for you.
Yeah, definitely. It's in your face. There's no doubt about that. So that's all we've got. You know, of course, future plugins. We have, you know, any lazy plugins we come across. And don't forget, you can go check us out on iTunes, Blueberry.com, VOA, and Stitcher Radio. And any place else you can find us on the web. So you can contact me on my website, johnoverall.com. Twitter at wppro.ca/Twitter, and Facebook, wppro.ca/Facebook. And don't forget, you can email me too at john@wppro.ca.
It sounds like you got a little link shortener yourself there.
Well, I do. I flipped over to PrettyLink Pro and decided to capitalize on my 5-letter domain that I managed to find.
Ah, we got you back into PrettyLink. I think you're going to retract that 2 Dragon rating, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to go back and re-review it since I actually went and bought the Pro version.
Yeah, it is a big difference between the two.
It's a major difference between the two, and I didn't quite realize it. So anyway, yeah, that'll be coming back again another day for me to eat shoe leather. You know, I love the taste of shoe leather. It's so good.
Yeah. Let's bring it around for maybe show 100, huh?
You bet. Show 100's coming quick, folks. Only 8 more to go after this one.
Yeah. Well, you can contact me at my website, marcuscouch.com. You can hit me up at Twitter, @MarcusCouch, and remember to check out my new production, facebook.com/dailyplugin.
And that's all we've got for you. Take care. Thanks for listening to WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This show is copyright 2012, all rights reserved by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.